Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Nathan from Orangeburg, South Carolina, coming at you one more time on a Friday night live for boxing. We are glad to have the former heavyweight champion of the world, Pastor James Bone Crusher Smith, out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And at no further ado, we're going to have the Bone Crusher to come on and introduce himself and do what he do best. How you doing, Pastor?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor Hill. And again, you know, I want to say thank you for giving us an opportunity to be on this call every Friday night. And it's a great pleasure to be on there with you and the guest, other guests that's on the call tonight. I live in, for the last 6 years, I've lived in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I have some community projects that I do, and I got involved with We Share Crowdfunding just before Christmas. A good friend of mine in Fayetteville, North Carolina, was texting me and emailing me about. And the conversation went like this: have you ever heard of crowdfunding? And I said, no, I have not heard of crowdfunding. So he texted me his website, take a look, and then he wanted me to Google crowdfunding. So, you know, when I'm talking to people about crowdfunding, the first thing that I want them to do is Google crowdfunding and take a look for themselves and see what this is all about. And it's great, the greatest fundraising opportunity that I've seen and been involved in, where you can make a small donation to someone else's project and have get your project page set up. And it's as little as, you really get started for free. Free and then step up to $50, $100, $200, and it kind of goes like that. It just plugs people into a call like this we have every Friday night. And the company have calls as well on Sunday night, Monday night, and different nights, and just plug you people in. We do three-way conference calls. We do live meetings, and we just share. Pastor Hill, I know you've been working on some things, and you, I can tell a little pep in your step, a pep in your voice tonight. I'm going to throw it back to you and just kind of share some of the things that you have going on and your involvement with We Share Crowdfunding.
Yes, I do. I'm very excited. Ida called me up last week, and she was talking about the museum on State College with all the great artifacts from Africa and James Brown and everything. And I'm really excited. We met with them. Ida, we met with them Thursday?
Yes, yesterday morning.
Yes. Ida, go ahead and tell us why you're so excited about helping this project that you want to do to help out this museum because of the conditions and the upgrade they need to do. Give us a little background of what you think your project will be looking at.
Well, what I found out, like I said, a couple of weeks ago through our local newspaper was that the university, South Carolina State University, was actually going to close the Standback Museum, not close it, but move it to an interior location. And after I had been there, a couple of years ago, I guess, and saw the African exhibit that they had recently were given, and I was thinking about it. I said, well, they can't move the museum, the artifacts in the museum, and just put them anywhere. So I went up there on Monday and talked to the assistant curator, and they were telling me that they were actually going to close the Standback Museum, which has a planetarium, and move the artwork from a secured climate-controlled storage area to a dilapidated building on campus. It's not even one-fourth of the space that they have. And they say it's because they don't have funding to keep the boiler system operational and functional at the planetarium or other buildings on campus. But right now, the planetarium is the only one that they plan to close down. And I really think it would be a waste of our resources at the school to see this African exhibit that was donated and other exhibits that were donated by African Americans and various other community members to be a part of the museum there, to just be put in a building that's full of mold and literally collapsing. You see, we went to the building that they were going to move the museum pieces to, and we had to pass a room that was locked up because the top floor had fallen down to the bottom floor. And on the other side of that room was the three rooms that they wanted to house all of the museum and its artifacts in. So that's where we are right now, and you know, and my desire to raise some funds so that we can do something to, you know, at least buy the museum their own boiler system, their heating system. They have an independent cooling system, but they don't have an independent boiler system from the school's main boiler system. So right now that's what we're looking at, you know, helping them get that much done so that maybe they can keep the museum open and the artwork, some of the African exhibit. They have two pieces that have been dated back to be 2,000 years old. And they're at the museum on a historical black college.
Well, that's a great plan. And, you know, I went to a historical black college too, Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina, and graduate of Shaw University, and we're trying to work with them as well. I would say I would recommend that you come on board first and sponsor, then allow you sponsor the school, and so I would recommend you make a small donation to Pastor Hill's project, and then bring on whoever you want to bring on, but of course. The school would be one of those entities that would come on and you would sponsor them. They would come in, make a donation to your project, and we would help them get their project going. And you have other alumni there that probably would want to have their own project. They could have their own personal project, which would be connected to your project and the school's project.
Now, my question, I'm Mark Sanders here in Atlanta, Georgia. My question is, what is Pastor Hill's project that he wants a donation to? What are we donating to for Pastor Hill? I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. My name is Mark Sanders. What is his project? I didn't hear what his project was.
Go ahead. Talk to him, Pastor Hill.
My project is that I fund this whole Internet show 7 days a week out of my own pocket. I go out and get little odds and ends jobs that make the ends meet to pay for all this. You can come on tonight and talk to anybody about this project or any project. You could come on and have a religious show. You could just come on and play some songs. I mean, my project is
so basically you're doing an online church project is what you're doing. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, it's open. We have a pastor come on out of California on Thursday night. We got Dr. Dupree coming on Sunday night. We got Dr. Alari coming on that has a great mission too in health on Tuesday night. And we got Saturday night, we got Pastor John from right here in Orangeburg coming on. He just come on maybe once or twice a month. At one time, I was doing 7 days a week. What we're going to do now is after we get this project with Ida going up, probably Wednesday night, we're going to have a project where they will come on sometime during the day or night and going to tell the story about, oh, y'all got to see this artwork up there. I mean, it's just fantastic. They got an artwork up there where they did the family tree back in Africa. I mean, it's and we can come on and just blow this out throughout the world. I mean, I'm getting connected with everybody, not just in the United States. Now I got people calling from England, people calling from all over the world. We are touching people from the four corners of the earth. People get healed on this show. People get delivered on this show. People get information on this show. And we need an upgrade. I need a new computer. I need to soundproof my office here. Actually, I just need the help in just making a payment to do this show in the course of a month. And that's my project, is to build and upgrade this radio show.
Okay, I understand that, sir, but my interest is strictly to save the museum on South Carolina State. I'm pretty much not a very religious person. I'm not saying I'm anti-religious, but I pretty much don't see where your project has a lot to do with saving the museum on the campus, and that's my only interest here, saving that museum, Steinbeck Museum on South Carolina State campus.
How you think the word going to get out to the people? And we don't broadcast.
There's other ways to get to work. Sir, I worked in television for over 26 years. I worked for CNN News, Turner Broadcasting System. I worked for ESPN Sports. I worked for a number of sports things. I got a great media background myself. So there's other ways to do it other than go through a church system. Now, I'm not putting you down, sir. But there are other ways to do things than what you're suggesting. Your suggestion is a good one, and I accept that. But that's not the direction I was turning toward. I was turning toward getting corporate sponsors to thing, and I've already been soliciting corporate sponsors to help save the museum on the college, and that's my only interest. My interest is solely to save this museum and these artifacts on South Carolina State. I'm not interested in anything else that you may be doing. I have nothing against what you're doing, sir, but that's not my interest.
That ain't what I'm telling you. You asked me what I was doing. My interest is to
I did, and I asked you what you're doing, and I understand that, but I'm saying
Mr. Bone question. Can you explain to us exactly how the crowdfunding works?
I can tell you how it works. And the way it works is you make a small donation, either $50, $100, or $200, and that process of that donation helps establish your project. So, you know, when Pastor Hill, started.
Not to cut you off, sir. What is donating $50 to you? How is that helping what we're trying to do here to save the museum? I'm confused. You're not making it clear to me, because what is this $50 or $100 that we donate to you? What does that actually do? What is that for?
That set you up a project page where people can make.
Well, you can do that. You can do a fundraising page without having to do that, sir. That's not necessary to do it. You can do a GoFundMe account, and you don't have to do that. That's not necessary. I'm here to be a negative guy in this, but I'm not new to this. And what you're talking sound like you're raising money for your project and the Reverend is raising money for his project, but nobody is telling me how is that money going to funnel down to save the museum. I'm still not hearing that from any of y'all.
Basically what you would do and what we do is we ask this question. Okay, do you have any project that's near and dear to your heart that you would like to raise funds for? And
well, like I said, you can do a GoFundMe account, sir. That it's not necessary to go through what you're talking about to start a GoFundMe account. That's not necessary.
Well, you know, but you have, with us, you have a support group. And,
because I got corporate
sponsors
and want to be involved, and I'm pretty sure they're not going to be involved in any personal projects. The only thing I've been soliciting folks for is raising money to save the museum on South Carolina State campus.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm not interested in what you're talking about, and nothing against what you're doing. That's admirable that you got your own thing, but I don't see how that and what percentage of this money actually goes to helping South Carolina State.
100%.
Okay. But you still ain't telling me how. You're telling me that we're donating it to yours, we're donating it to your fund, and we're donating it to the pastor fund.
No, that still hadn't
answered my question.
No, wait. No, I continue to ask this question to other people. And when they say yes, their donation, you know, that helps set up their project page. And then the next, they would continue to ask the question.
Well, we can set up a project page, sir, without having to donate any money to you. No disrespect to you or the Reverend, but we can set up, you are the Reverend, you are the other guy on the line. No disrespect to you guys, but that is not necessary to set up a GoFundMe account for the college. That's not necessary, what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we're just, this, you know, WeShare is another way that we, that's available via crowdfunding. And it's another crowdfunding means. So if you choose GoFundMe, I mean, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay. Well, I say I'm not, and I don't want you to think that I'm being negative here totally. But like I say, I'm not interested. The only thing my interest in this is, and like I say, I can't speak for nobody else other than me. My interest is solely saving the Steinbeck Museum on South Carolina State campus. Anything else, I'm not interested in. That's not my interest at all, and no disrespect to you or the other guy on the line, but my interest is solely Steven Steinbeck Museum on South Carolina State. And I've been soliciting corporate sponsors and all this thing so far. I'm talking to CNN, Ted Turner, different companies than people that I'm reaching out to, company Norm Williamson at ESPN, different places like that, because I've worked in the media for over 26 years. So I got great media experience. And like I said, I was a director for Turner Broadcasting for some 26 years, so I'm quite familiar with, you know, how to get things done other than doing the way. Your way is a way of doing it, sure, but I still don't see the direct connection on how does this benefit saving the museum. What you're saying is the first thing y'all are asking is to donate to y'all fund, and y'all fund is to put something online, but you don't need to have that to get a web page started. That's not necessary. I know people in the computer business that I can have a web page set up in a couple of days if necessary, and they won't have to call. They won't have to do anything. And they can say, go through the GoFundMe account, put the information out there, post the photographs of the museum, post a photograph of a few of those artifacts, and then you go from there. I know sports athletes. I'm also in trying to get in touch with Dominique Wilkins and several other sports figures that I've worked with over the years because, like I say, I was a sports director for the Hawks, the Braves, CNN, Turner Broadcasting. I work with ESPN, ABC, and all the major networks. So my interest is I don't see where what you're doing, and no disrespect to you guys, and I don't want y'all to think I'm being a total negative person here, but I don't see where y'all fund the accounts actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one way of doing it. Like you said, your way is a way of doing it, but I see a way of doing it where we can raise the money and 100% of the money goes to save the museum because some of the corporate people I'm dealing with, I know they're not going to want to be a part of what you guys are suggesting. No disrespect, but the people I'm talking to, their only interest in helping me is helping me save the Steinbeck Museum.
Right. Well, you know, WeShare is a brother or a sister to GoFundMe. It's in the GoFundMe family.
Okay.
It's just another way that you could possibly go if you didn't want to go with GoFundMe. And the beauty of WeShare is you got a team effort and you got more than just one person. You're not out there by yourself. But the money
you guys generate is split between several projects. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Yeah, now that's not where my interest lies, and no disrespect, and I wish you guys a lot of luck on your part. But my project interest is only saving Steinbeck Museum. I have no interest in being involved in anything else. Like I said, no disrespect to none of you guys. Like I said, me and you met several years ago. I know we don't. I remember you, but you probably don't remember me because I was a TV director working at one of your matches. So You know, but anyway, you know, my interest is solely Sabin Steinbeck Museum. I have no interest in the rest of what you guys are talking about. So if that's the way y'all going to go, I'm just going to get off the line now because I already got my direction going, and my direction and your direction is a little different.
Okay. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too. Thank you, and you guys have a great evening, and I thank you for listening to me and allowing me to be a part, but that's not where my idea is going. My idea is a little different direction, sir. Thank you, guys, and wish you guys a lot of luck in your projects.
All right. Thank you, now.
But,
broke dead now.
Hello?
Hello.
But, yeah. I mean, it's going to take more. And listen, he can raise that type of money. But they're going to take more than one project to help out the museum, I thought. I thought all of us had the same agenda. It's the same thing. I want to help save the stuff. I guess he doesn't understand that when you help another person. Well, he said he's not religiously in tune anyway, so I guess. I don't understand his concept because if I help you, then you help. Then you help me.
Pastor Hill, that's okay. It's okay. We go to the next person. I mean, you know, he's entitled to his belief, and that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But, I mean, yeah. If you can do that, I mean, but you somebody always wants something back. So I said, what do you do? Help me, I'll help you.
But that's okay.
Okay, we got 704 on the line. How do you finish?
I'm still here.
Okay. 704?
That could be Grover. Is that Grover?
704-322.
Yes, sir. Yes. This is Grover Shankler. Yes, sir.
Hey, Grover, how you doing, man?
Hey, doing great. Doing great. I'm just on the road here, so I didn't want to disturb anybody, but I was just on the road here from Charlotte on my way back home there. I thought I was listening to a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you share with the folks, you know, how you got involved and what do you think about the program?
Well, I got involved there. Hello, everyone. I hope everybody's doing great. I just had the pleasure to listen to the young gentleman there a few minutes ago. But my story is a little bit different there. I was introduced to We Share Crowdfunding by Bone Crusher, a great friend of mine. And I think that it's a great opportunity. I've been sharing it with some people. And I think it's a great opportunity to really build a family-oriented community. And I think that the difference between the two, I found within my own self that We Share Crowdfunding. I like the collaboration of a team working together, always being a team-oriented type of guy. So I look for crowdfunding is building a team and blessing other people with their projects and also have an opportunity for people blessing me with my project. So it's a great opportunity and a great opportunity to build a team. So in that perspective, I turn back over to you, Bone, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to explain. I hope it's shining a little light, but it's everybody got their own opinion about stuff, but I love crowdfunding. I think it's a great concept.
Thank you very much, Grover. And to Ida, I think it's Ida. One of the things that could possibly happen is, you know, it's one thing to have a name or a reputation like myself or the gentleman that was on the call, but it's something it's quite differently for, and I see this working, We Share Crowdfunding, working for students that's trying to work themselves through school. I mean, you know, you can take $50. I actually start with no money and network and with $50 or $100 or $200, and all of a sudden they have a business and they can use social media, and they can work on behalf of their family, and at the same time work on behalf of the university, and really not have to have a lot of experience and notoriety. They can go ahead and build a business just from plugging in and use the gifts and talents that they have. And that's what I see with the beauty of WeShare crowdfunding. I know we can all do this. WeShare is just one of the family members of crowdfunding, and they have a whole bunch of them, and all of them are good. And President Obama used a form of crowdfunding to get elected. A lot of folks don't even realize what he used. I mean, it was small donations of less than $20. But those less than $20 donations identified voters that voted for him. And it's incredible how it was used and the people that use crowdfunding. It's very awesome. It's awesome. Ida, do you have any questions?
You know, last week you were telling me about, with Mr. Sanders that was on the call, who doesn't really want to participate in helping anybody else's program. You were saying that there was another way, telephone, there was another way to, you know, to come on without people having to join, but just to, you know, donate funds.
Oh.
Remember you were saying that? No?
Did I say that, or did Marcy say
that? Woody said that, after you get into the program, they don't have to sign up. All they got to do is donate, pledge to the project. So
yeah.
That's why we set up our PayPal, and all they got to do is put the money in PayPal and it'll go direct to the project, and they don't have to even sign up. That's one of the good things we have crowdfunding.
You know, that was the one that I was, you know, focusing in on for this particular project, because after talking to the curator out at State College, you know, it would definitely have to be a direct donation from me or from, you know, say I set up, you know, like a Friends of the Stand Back Museum Fund and solicit under that, because the school is under such a financial strain that they would just, the money would not get to the museum if it was linked directly to the school. So we have to do a project that's actually
a third party project.
You know, that people could just come in and donate, you know, $10, $5, $100, or $1,000, whatever they want to donate, without actually having to. You know, I understand the principle of you know, joining in and helping another project.
No, that would be your project.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You know how you were saying before, like, you know, coming in under your project and donating.
Yeah, and then
but the people that didn't want to, but people that didn't want to join crowdfunding but just wanted to come in, just like with President Obama's campaign, like you said. I got a couple of those emails from the Obama's campaign. And all I had to do was, like, you know, hit the button and pay $5 or pay $10 or whatever I want, you know, put in my card information, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes I got another email soliciting for funds, but, you know, sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But, you know, just something like that they could just actually just go on and hit and make a donation.
Yeah. That's what Woody said. That's what we have.
Yeah.
I got some background noise. Someone driving. We have someone else on the line. 517.
Yes, that's me.
That's me.
Is that Gary?
Yeah, this is Gary out of Jackson, Michigan. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is me. Yeah, I had to move my car because the phone kept fading in, fading out. So I'm moving to a better cell phone reception area. Is there any way I can mute my call, or everybody can hear? You know, am I just unable to unmute myself?
Why don't you, Gary? Why don't you? This is Bonecrusher Smith. Why don't you go ahead and share your testimony while you got you there?
Then I'll mute you out.
Okay.
Okay. Then you.
Okay. Oh, no, you're fine, because I just parked my car to another location, so I shouldn't, because I had a couple of drop calls. Yeah, I was actually, I got myself into WeShare crowdfunding from a GoFundMe account because I had lost my daughter through a custody battle, and I had my daughter for 12 years, and now I have a lawyer that he explained to me, like, no, the judge was pretty much knew that you wasn't a lawyer, and she did some things that she wasn't supposed to do, so now we're in appeal process. But in the meanwhile, a gentleman had a book online. His name was Scott Johnson, and I ended up signing up with Scott Johnson. He's my upline, and he said there's a better way to raise funds for your project, because at some point that GoFundMe account will actually stop getting donations, because initially all my friends, all my close coworkers, and those my clients, I'm a massage therapist for 10 years, they want to support me initially, then after a while the donations stop. So then this book came out, and that's when the guy introduced me to the WeShare crowdfunding, and I just started like maybe 2 months ago, and I've been introducing people to some videos of the WeShare crowdfunding platform, and so far I had two project managers, but I'm looking to expand and blow this up. So I got some callers out, some listeners out there, and I hope that they listen up and say, hey, you know, this is serious business here, because once you start getting donations, it doesn't stop, it keeps going. And I'll listen to that guy who is not interested in the WeShare crowdfunding. It's maybe because he doesn't understand the concept. And I did meet Mark Hamblin about 2 weeks ago. He came to Detroit, and he says this is like learning a new algebra equation in math class. When you go to class that first day, you might not go understand it, but somewhere down the road, the light bulb will go off and you understand. So I understand where that gentleman is coming from, where he's not understanding the WeShare crowdfunding concept, but give him some time and have him look at some videos, and maybe at some point the light bulb would click off. Now, this is like the best fundraising platform out there as we speak right now, because WeShare is about to merge with another company where it's going to enhance the WeShare crowdfunding project managers out here. So I'm just totally blessed to have a mind that's open-minded and able to, you know, pick up on the concept. So that's my testimony that I have tonight.
Thank you very much, Gary. And I want to add to that and say, this is Bonecrusher Smith. I want to add to that. It's a matter of getting paid on your efforts or the efforts of 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people. I mean, you know, after a while, if you're doing all the work, if you're doing all the heavy lifting yourself, then the load could get very heavy for you. At some point, you're going to want other people to do that heavy lifting, to do that, share that lifting, and you get paid. I just think that's a better way, and I've had a lot of success in network marketing. That's a better way. If you got a team of 10 or 100 or 1,000 people out there lifting, and they're working, and you're getting paid off of their efforts, your efforts and their efforts, because you shared it with two or three people, they shared it with two or three people, and they shared it with two or three people, and now all of a sudden you have 100 people, and as they go out and share this thing, you're getting paid. I mean, that's the difference, and it depends on what you like. But this is what I like. I mean, I like WeShare crowdfunding. Anyone have any questions or comments further?
Right. This is Gary from Michigan. Yeah, and the WeShare crowdfunding is a network where we are sharing our donations to get to our goals faster versus, let's say, we set up GoFundMe account, you post it on the internet, and you just wait for someone to donate to you. When someone reads it, they donate to you. That's direct funding. I mean, you can call 10,000 people, but do you have the time and the resources to call 10,000 or 20,000 people ask for a donation? But with WeShare crowdfunding, it's a cooperative economic crowdfunding where everybody's sharing their donations, and you can get to your goal a lot faster and quicker, as opposed to using GoFundMe and post it on Facebook or post it anywhere on social media and hope that somebody would read it and hope they would donate to it. That's why my funding stopped, because I was just waiting on somebody to read it, and I'm just steadily posting on Facebook, and I wasn't getting anywhere. But I know if we share, I can get to my goal a lot faster, and I can able to resolve my donor case, and also I can start my career as a strength and conditioning coach, open up my own gym, and, you know, and train athletes and train high school kids and middle schoolers. And, you know, and that's where my heart and passion at. So really on my WeShare platform, I got several mini goals on there. So I'm definitely all in on this WeShare crowdfunding concept.
That's awesome. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
What time you have, Pastor Hill?
I got 9:36.
9:36. We're supposed to be on for 30 minutes. So I guess we go a little bit over.
We need to get this message out, and we need it to clarify the gentleman that dropped off the line. So he had his time. We understand. I believe like this. This had to happen. We got to be able to take the negativity from people, and everybody ain't gonna. This is not for everybody, really. Because it took me a while to really, and you know, you had to call me more than one time to count on to how this thing really working. And some parts of it, I'm still trying to. Hey, but when you get set up and see your website and see how wonderful it's set up. And the language they change around and make it look so, you know, enticing and amazing to people. It's got to work. It's got to
work. Well, the beauty of WeShare crowdfunding is you don't have to be a superstar to win. I mean, and you can
that's
win
it.
If you're a superstar, but you don't have to be a superstar to get involved, to get started. And start making money, start receiving donations. And that's what I like about it. So, you know, I think about the students over there at the university, they can get involved. They can have a family project and receive donations and receive income. I mean, some folks will make a lot of money with this WeShare crowdfunding.
Well, I know I'm excited. I'll get back to Ada, and I know she got some more questions now, and we'll see where we're gonna go from there.
Okay, you guys feel free to call anytime.
I'm ready. I think this thing will really help State College. I think the concept of you coming down and it's right out of museum, and you about to build a museum in Myrtle Beach. It's your program.
Yeah.
And I think that she got information that could help that too. And she's willing to work with us as we work with her. So,
absolutely.
Hey,
it's teamwork makes the dream
teamwork.
Work.
Teamwork. That's it. I'm inside.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Bone Crusher.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
conqueror. I know that I win. I know who I am. God wrote it in his plan. For me. Yeah, yeah. My name is Victory Taylor. I think y'all got it all over the building. Everybody just raise it up and say, oh. Conquer the enemy.